That rai, so we can come into that rai section. And no point going outside, wherever you're going to go, it's raining. MashaAllah. Let us come forward quickly, my dear brothers. Just a reminder to all our brothers. Bayan is going to be now in Urdu, inshallah, and translation in English. The Somali translation will be right at the back, just in line with the stage, with the takht. And the Ethiopian translation on the other side. And we want to give the brothers a reminder, while we are sitting and waiting for our elders to settle down and the bayan to start, let's make niyat that Allah allow us to listen correctly, to understand correctly, and to... And please, my dear brothers, don't take photographs, no photography. Don't do video recording. If you want to record the bayan, no problem, you can record it. But don't do video recording. So video recording, photography, our elders are not happy with it. So please don't break their hearts by doing that. Then we post it to one, to the other, to the other. That's not a nice thing, my dear brothers. Jazakumullah. It's a humble appeal to all the brothers. Chichiwa. And the Chichiwa translation will also be at the back for the Malawi brothers on the right hand side. So all three, Ethiopian translation, Somalian translation, and the Malawian translation at the back, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Sorry, Hazrat, baith jaye. Tashreef rakhein.
Inshallah, brothers can take their seats, inshallah. We can sit down.
Dusri taraf mutawajjeh na ho. Sunne ke liye hum achal mutawajjeh hokar baithe.
And we sit with attention so that we can listen to the bayan, inshallah.
Mobile se na khela kare.
While the bayan is on, we shouldn't be playing with our phones at this time.
Koi isme tape karta hai, koi isme tasveer leta hai. Ye cheeze na honi chahiye.
Somebody is using their phones, then they are taking pictures. All these things we should stay away from.
Mobile ke dil mein jo baat jamti hai, jo record hoti hai, usse uske liye koi mobile ke liye na jahannam hai na jannat hai. Agar ye baat hamare dil mein jam jaye to hamare liye Allah taala ne jannat banaye aur jahannam banaye, hum usse fayda utha sakte hain. Mobile ko koi fayda nahi.
That which is recorded on our phones, that phone won't go to jannat, that phone won't get maghfirat, is no benefit for the phone. That which comes into our heart will be a means of our forgiveness, will be a means of us going to Jannah. There is where there is benefit for us.
Shaitan ye samjhata hai ki bhai baad mein sunenge to baad mein sunna nahi hota. Agar sunna hota bhi hai, aadmi bayan mein baith ke sunta hai aur wahan late ke sunte to kya fayda hoga.
Shaitan tells us that we'll listen to the bayan later on, we'll record it and we'll listen to it later on. There's no benefit in that. Here in the bayan, when we are sitting, we're sitting and we're watching and we're listening, we get benefit. Later on, we're going to be lying down and listening. Something is going to be playing. We don't get that kind of benefit by listening in that way.
Shaitan ke in dhokon mein na pade.
This is all the deceptions of shaitan then afterwards.
Balki abhi sun le, abhi dil mein baitha le.
Now we have to listen properly and put it into our hearts, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nastaghfiruh, wa nu'minu bihi, wa natawakkalu alayh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah, wa nashhadu an la ilaha إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. میرے محترم دوست اور بزرگوں, ہم سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے پیدا کیا اور ہم جو چیز بھی دیکھتے ہیں اور نہیں دیکھتے اللہ کے علاوہ ساری چیزیں اللہ ہی کے پیدا کردہ ہیں, اللہ ہی نے اس کو پیدا کیا ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ فیصلہ کیا ہے جو کچھ اللہ انہوں نے پیدا کیا ہے اس کو فنا کر دیں گے, ختم کر دیں گے. اسی طرح انسان ہمارے لیے بھی فنا لکھ دیا ہے کہ ہمیں مرنا ہے, اس سے کوئی نہیں بھاگ سکتا, کوئی نہیں بچ سکتا, چاہے موت کو مانے یا نہ مانے بہرحال اس کو مرنا ہے. یہ اللہ کا فیصلہ ہے, اس فیصلے کے خلاف کبھی ہونے والا نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین, اما بعد, respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything that we see and everything that we don't see. Everything is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of everything, and Allah created everything, and Allah has made a decision that everything will come to an end, everything will not last forever. As human being also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and Allah has decreed that all of us are going to die one day. There is no way that we can escape from death, or we can find any other salvation, any escape, any way to get away from death. All of us have to die one day. Whether a person accepts this fact or he denies this fact, one day everybody has to die and leave this world.
اگر کوئی آدمی 1000 سال, 2000 سال یا 10,000 سال بھی بچے, آخر اس کو مرنا ہے. انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جو انسانوں میں سب سے افضل ہیں, وہ دنیا سے گزر گئے, ان کو بھی موت آئی, اور باقی لوگ کیسے بچ سکتے ہیں؟ میرے محترم دوست اور بزرگوں, نبیوں کو بھی موت آتی ہے اور برے سے برے آدمیوں کو بھی موت آتی ہے. نمرود کو موت آ گئی, فرعون کو موت آ گئی, اسی طرح کتنے بڑے بڑے بادشاہ اور کتنے دنیا کو آباد کرنے والے اور دنیا میں کتنی عیش و عشرت کرنے والے دنیا میں آئے, آج ان کا کوئی پتہ نہیں ہے, سب دنیا سے گزر گئے.
So brothers, whether we live for 1,000 years or we live for 10,000 years, no matter how long a person even lives in this world, but one day will come, everybody has to die and leave this world. There is no getting away from this fact. Great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the best of human beings, they were sent in this world. One day came that they also had to leave this world. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also passed away. Bad, bad people that came in this world, kings who lived in comforts and luxuries, people like Namrud and Firaun, and people who lived in such great comforts and luxuries of the dunya, they had everything of this world. One day all of them had to leave this world. Their comforts and their things could not save them from death. In the same way, all of us will also one day pass away and we will have to leave this world.
میرے محترم دوستو اور بزرگو, سب کو یہ دنیا سے جانا ہے اور مرنا ہے, یہ اللہ کا فیصلہ ہے. چاہے دنیا میں وہ کتنا ہی اچھا آدمی ہو, چاہے دنیا میں وہ کتنا ہی برا آدمی ہو, اچھا برا سب کو ہی دنیا سے جانا ہے, کسی کو دنیا میں رہنا نہیں.
So respected brothers, everybody, one day we all have to go from this world. No matter how good a person can be, or no matter how bad a person may be, everybody, good and bad, the best of people or the worst of people, and everyone in between, everybody has to leave this world one day.
یہ اللہ کا فیصلہ ہے اور اس فیصلے کے خلاف کبھی نہیں ہوگا, کسی کے لیے نہیں ہوگا. موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے پاس ملک الموت آئے, یا ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے پاس, کسی نبی کے پاس آئے, تو انہوں نے مرنے سے انکار کر دیا. ملک الموت کو کہہ دیا کہ میں نہیں مرتا. تو ملک الموت اللہ کے پاس واپس گئے اور اس نے اللہ سے کہا کہ آپ کے نبی تو ایسا کہتے ہیں. تو ملک الموت کو پھر اللہ نے واپس بھیجا اور کہا کہ آپ کو تو مرنا ہی ہے, لیکن آپ اگر دنیا میں زیادہ دن رہنا چاہتے ہیں, کتنا چاہتے ہیں, تو آپ ایک بکری کے پورے بدن پر ہاتھ پھیر دیں یا ایک گائے کے پورے بدن پر ہاتھ پھیر دیں, آپ کے ہاتھ کے نیچے جتنے اس کے وہ جتنے اس کے پشم آئیں گے وہ سب اتنے دن آپ کو حیات ملے گی, لیکن آخر اس کے مرنا ہے. پھر نبی نے کہا تو پھر جب مرنا ہی ہے تو آج ہی چلے جائیں.
So this is a decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a decree by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every person, one day we are going to die and we are going to leave this world. Nobody is going to remain forever. It was Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the angel of death when it was time for him to leave this world. The angel came to him. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was surprised that the angel has come, and he said, "What is this that I have to die? I have to leave this world now. What are you saying?" He didn't show his happiness that it was for him to leave the world immediately. The angel of death went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put forward the concern of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angel of death, go back to him and tell him to pass his hand on a goat, or it was a cow, pass his hand over the body of that animal, and how many hairs will his hand pass over, so many years of life will give him as an extension to his life. The angel came back to this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told him that this is the offer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making to you. So Musa alayhi salam asked, and then what happens? In the end, I still have to pass away. So the angel of death said that after passing that amount of years, you are going to pass away. Then Musa alayhi salam said, if that is the matter that we have to die, then I am ready to go now. I don't need to live for such a long time. Then I am ready to pass away.
So mere muhtaram dost aur buzurgo, ye Allah ka faisla hai ہر انسان کے لیے ہے. دوسرا فیصلہ یہ ہے اللہ کا کہ جب دنیا سے جائے گا کوئی انسان, دنیا کی کوئی چیز اپنے ساتھ نہیں لے جائے گا, سب یہیں چھوڑ کے جائے گا. اگر کوئی چیز ساتھ لے کے بھی جائے تو موت کے بعد وہ چیز کام آنے والا نہیں ہے, اس سے کچھ فائدہ نہیں ہوگا. کوئی آدمی مر گیا ہو, اس کے قبر میں ایک گلاس پانی رکھ دے, اس پانی سے وہ پیاس بجھا نہیں سکتے. اس کے قبر میں کوئی کھانا رکھ دے, اس کھانے سے وہ بھوک کو دور نہیں کر سکتے. دنیا کی کسی چیز ساتھ نہیں لے جا سکتے. سونا, چاندی, ملک, مال, جو کچھ بھی اس نے دنیا میں سمیٹا ہے, جمع کیا ہے, اس میں سے کچھ بھی نہیں لے جا سکتا, سب یہیں چھوڑ کے جانا ہے.
So this is one decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of us have to pass away one day. The second thing that Allah has already decreed is that we're not going to take the things of this world with us into the next life. The things of this world will remain behind no matter how much we've got of it. And if somebody thinks that he's going to take anything, he's going to be buried with some of his things, it can be of no benefit to that person. If somebody took a glass of water and buried it with some person, he'll never be able to drink that water, and that water will never quench his thirst of the akhirat. If food was put in the grave of a person, it will never be able to help him from the hunger of the akhirat. Gold or silver, the kingdom of this world, or the well person, once he moves from this world into the next life.
Duniya, sari duniya par badshahat karne wale ek badshah tha, wo Sikandar badshah. جب اس کے موت کے وقت قریب ہوا تو اس نے سب کو بلایا اپنے ملک کے بڑے بڑے لوگوں کو اور اپنے رشتہ داروں کو سب کو بلایا کہ ایک اہم وصیت کرنا ہے اور سب بھاگ کے آئے سب جمع ہو گئے اتنا بڑا بادشاہ ہے پتہ نہیں کیا وصیت کرے کس کو ملک کا کون حصہ کون سا حصہ اس کے لیے تقسیم کر دے تو اس لالچ میں سب جمع ہو گئے اور بادشاہ کہنے لگے ایک اہم وصیت ہے کیا وصیت ہے کہ جب میں مر جاؤں اور تم مجھے قبرستان کی طرف لے کے چلو تو میرے دونوں ہاتھوں کو کفن سے باہر کر دینا کفن سے باہر کر دینا دونوں ہاتھ کو لوگ تعجب کرنے لگے یہ کیسی وصیت ہے اس کا کیا معنی ہے کیا مطلب ہے کہ آدمی مر جائے اور اس کے کفن سے اس کے دونوں ہاتھ باہر کر دیا جائے اس سے کیا ہوتا ہے تو کسی نے پوچھا یہ کیسی وصیت ہے اس وصیت کا کیا مطلب ہے تو بادشاہ نے کہا کہ اس وصیت کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ میرے کفن سے جب تم دونوں ہاتھ باہر نکال دو گے اور ہاتھ میں میرا کچھ نہیں ہوگا دنیا کے لوگ دیکھیں گے کہ اتنا بڑا بادشاہ تھا جب مر گیا تو خالی ہاتھ قبرستان جا رہا ہے ہاتھ میں اس کا کچھ بھی نہیں ہے تو اس سے عبرت حاصل کریں گے دنیا سے جاتے جاتے دنیا والوں کو سبق سکھا کے گئے سبق دے کے گئے
There was a king of the who ruled over the whole world. His name was Sikandar. When this king who ruled over the world was close to death, one day he called his family and he called some of his ministers and people and he said, I want to make some wasiyat, some bequest. It seems like my time to leave this world is close. All of them got together. They thought that he might be distributing some of the wealth and the possessions and the whole world that he ruled over. He'll be distributing these things. Maybe we can get something from there. Everybody got together to listen to what was his bequest, what was his wasiyat just before death, what important matters does he want to discuss to everybody, that when I pass away and you put me in the coffin, leave my two hands out of the coffin. So they were all surprised. This is the wasiyat that you want to make. What is the meaning? What is he trying to tell us through this wasiyat of yours? So he said that the lesson I want to teach you, and I want the lesson to be understood and learnt by everybody, is that the king who ruled over the whole world, the day he left this world empty-handed. There was nothing that he could take from this world with him. He's going empty-handed from this dunya. Leaving this world, he left one great lesson for humanity, for mankind to learn and understand, that no matter how much you own of this world, the day you go from this world, we will go empty-handed. We will not take the dunya with us.
جب آدمی مر جاتا ہے اس کے ساتھ دنیا والے اور دنیا میں سب سے زیادہ جو محبت رکھنے والے رشتہ دار بیٹا بیٹی ماں باپ جو بھی ہو جو بہت زیادہ قریب ہوتے ہیں بہت زیادہ چاہنے والے بہت زیادہ محبت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں تو ایسے آدمی اس مرنے والے کے ساتھ جو معاملہ کرتا ہے کوئی دشمن کسی دشمن کے ساتھ یہ معاملہ نہیں کرتا کہ ایک آدمی مر گیا ہے تو اس کے عزیز اقارب کیا کرتے ہیں اس کے کپڑے اتار لیتے ہیں حتیٰ کہ پاجامہ بھی نکال لیتے ہیں ننگا کر دیتے ہیں اس کے سونے کے انگوٹھی تھے اس کو بھی نکال لیتے ہیں سونے کے دانت بنائے تھے اس کو بھی نکال لیتے ہیں اور اس کے سر کے نیچے سے تکیہ بھی ہٹا دیتے ہیں کب اس کو تکیہ میں سونے لیٹنے کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں ہے تکیہ کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں ہے تکیہ بھی ہٹا دیتے ہیں اور پلنگ پر سے اتار کر زمین پر لٹا دیتے ہیں اب اس کو پلنگ میں بھی سونے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے لیٹنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے اب اس کے لیے زمین ہی کافی ہے اس کو زمین پہ لٹا دیتے ہیں फिर उसको कफन पहनाते हैं बहुत सस्ते कपड़े से, सस्ता कपड़ा से उसको कफन पहनाकर उसको कब्रिस्तान की तरफ ले जाते हैं और वो कब्र में उसको सुला देते हैं, लिटा देते हैं और फिर इस कब्र को मिट्टी से बंद कर देते हैं। चाहे वो मां ही हो, मां से कितनी मोहब्बत थी, औरत जात है, अंधेरे से घबराती थी, लेकिन अब बेटा उनको अंधेरे में डाल रहा है और कीड़े मकोड़े से घबराती थी, अब उस कीड़े मकोड़े के घर में उसको दाखिल कर रहा है। कभी जिंदगी में मिट्टी पर नहीं सोई थी, नहीं लेटी थी, बल्कि हमेशा नरम नरम गद्दे पर लेटा करते थे। अब उसको जो है बिल्कुल गीली मिट्टी पर सुला दिया, लिटा दिया और फिर कब्र भी बंद कर दिया, अंधेरा कर दिया। बेवकूफ लोग कब्र के ऊपर बत्ती जलाते हैं, मोम जलाते हैं। अरे ये मोम जलाना हो तो कब्र के अंदर जलाओ, कोई खुशबू अगर जलाते हैं कब्र के ऊपर जलाते हैं, बेवकूफ है। अगर ही जलाना है, उसको खुशबू ही देना है तो कब्र के अंदर खुशबू लगाओ, लेकिन कोई कब्र के अंदर खुशबू नहीं जलाता, कब्र के अंदर मोम नहीं जलाता, वो सब ऊपर जलाते हैं और उस मरने वाले को कब्र के अंधेरे में डाल देते हैं और डालकर जल्दी भाग के आ जाते हैं, ताकि उसने जितना दुनिया कमाया और जितना दुनिया जमा किया उसको लूटे और उसको ले और उसको हासिल करे। इसके लिए जल्दी लौट के आता है, दो चार दिन याद करता है, रोता है और फिर भूल जाता है। बीवी क्यों रोती है, बच्चे क्यों रोता है? बीवी रोती है इसलिए कि ये बेचारा मेरे लिए कमाता था, अब मर गया, कौन कमाएगा मेरे लिए? वो बच्चे रोते हैं कि ये हमारे लिए कमा के लाता था, अब कौन हमारे लिए कमाएगा? लोग भी अफसोस करते हैं, आह ये यतीम बन गया, कौन खिलाएगा, कौन इसको पालेगा, ये बेवा बन गई, इसको कौन खिलाए, इसकी कौन देखभाल करेगा? लोग भी अफसोस करते हैं, लेकिन उस मरने वाले को भूल जाते हैं कि उसका कब्र में उसको हमने अंधेरे में अंधेरे गढ़े में डाल के आया है, उसका क्या हो रहा है किसी को पता नहीं और किसी को सोचने का मौका भी नहीं। ये है जिंदा लोग जो आज बहुत ज्यादा मोहब्बत दिखलाते हैं, बहुत ज्यादा करीब होते हैं, इनका मामला जब हमारी मौत होगी तो इनका मामला हमारे साथ ऐसा होगा।
Respected elders and brothers, today we see in the world a person who has his family around him and friends and companions around him, his own family, his mother and father. When a person passes away, see the type of treatment they now do with their close relative, with their child. What are they doing with this person? In general terms, no enemy does to his enemy what in death we do to our own family members. A person passes away, first thing is that they will take his clothing off. They will take his inside clothing off. Even an enemy in this world doesn't do to his enemy these kind of things. They take all of his clothes off. They take his rings off. If he's got some gold in his teeth, they will remove those fillings also. They will remove that also. They will take out all these things. If he had a pillow under his head when he was alive, just before he passed away, they'll move the pillow away and now his head will be put to lie down on the ground. He doesn't need to sleep on a bed anymore. All his life, his mother made sure he sleeps on a nice soft bed. Now she takes his bed away. Now he's being put down to lie on the ground. This is how he's going to be treated now. This is what we are doing to our family and what people will do to us. A kafan is brought for him, which is of inferior material. No expensive materials are brought so that we can cover this person and we can send him off from this dunya in the best of cloth. There's no need for that anymore. There's no need for a good bed anymore. There's no need for a pillow. He is wrapped up in a little bit of cloth. And then we take him and we put him into the ground. We bring him down in the ground and we put him in a place where it is dark. Normally the mother, she doesn't want to stay in a dark place all alone. Today she is letting her son, letting her child be put down in this dark place to stay all alone. Not cared about what is the weather conditions. Normally a woman is scared for insects. This place, insects will come on the body of her beloved child. There's no care for that anymore. We can't block it. We can't stop it anymore. Her child is being put in a place where the worms and the creatures of the grave will devour the body of that person. This child is being made to lie down in the sand. This is what we do to our close relative, the closest of relatives. We all are going to do this. We put this person to leave the world and go in this journey. Where in this world we never want to treat anybody like this. We didn't want to be treated in such a way. Foolish people go and they light a lantern on top of a grave. It's of no use. If there was any use, maybe it would have been better to light a lantern in the grave. Why are you lighting a lantern on top of the grave? That person is underground. Some people go and try and put perfume on top of the grave. This is all foolish things to be done. As foolish as it is, it would make a little bit more sense if somebody tried to put perfume inside. But nobody puts perfume inside. Nobody tries to light up the inside of that grave. Foolishly, they try to perfume the outside of the grave and they put a light there. That also is of no use to the person. Then everybody rushes back home. Everybody goes to take the things of this person. 2, 3, 4 days we think of them. And then finish. The thoughts of that person start to fade from our minds and our hearts. Now we worried about distributing the things that person left behind. I want this. This will suit me. This will fit me. I can bring this into use. Everybody wants to take their things. This is what happens. Now we feel sorry for the wife, the widow who's left behind. Why? What we feel sorry? This man used to bring food to the house. He used to earn. He was the breadwinner. Who's going to earn for her? Nobody's worried about what's going to happen to this man. What's going on with him in the grave? What's going to happen to her now? We look at the children and we feel sorry for them. This man used to bring food and look after his children. He's to earn for his children. Who's going to look after them now? We are worried about the children. We are worried about the wife. We are worried about the family. Nobody worries what is happening to this man now in the grave, in the journey that he's gone to all alone. We left him there. We didn't care. We don't do anything more for him now. So this is the journey that all of us have to go. And after a few days, we forgot this person completely. He's gone from our memory. He's gone to the next world. This is the reality of life that we face all ourselves. This is what we do to our relatives. And this is what will happen to ourselves also.
Jitna kuch usne duniya mein maal kamaya, usme se kuch bhi nahi uske saath nahi jayega. Sawaye kafan ke kapde ke. Aur jitne bhi logon se muhabbat thi usko, koi bhi uske saath nahi jayega. किसी बेटे के साथ बाप नहीं जाएगा, बाप के साथ बेटा नहीं जाएगा, बीवी के साथ शौहर नहीं जाएगा, और शौहर के साथ बीवी नहीं जाएगी, कोई कब्र में उसके साथ नहीं होगा, सब उसको कब्र में छोड़कर आ जाएंगे, और कब्र तक कोई नहीं जाएगा, बहुत से लोग तो घर ही से उसको रुखसत कर देंगे, जैसे औरतें हैं, वो घरों से मुर्दों को रुखसत करते हैं, और कुछ लोग ऐसे होते हैं जो कंधों के लेकर कब्रिस्तान तक जाते हैं लेकिन वहां से भी वो वापस लौट के आ जाते हैं उसको अकेला छोड़ के आ जाते हैं ये है दुनिया में माल दौलत और दुनिया में जितने लोगों से हमारी मोहब्बत है ये सब की हालत जब हम मर जाएंगे ये अल्लाह का फैसला है कोई किसी के साथ नहीं जाएगा कोई चीज किसी के साथ नहीं जाएगा वो अकेला जाएगा
So this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of us have to go on this journey solo. Nobody will come with us. No parent goes down with his child and stays with him in the grave. No husband goes with his wife or wife goes with the husband to say, I'm going to stay with my spouse in the grave. Everybody lets their beloved ones go alone on this journey. Nobody wants to accompany them. The women or many others also from the house They see this person leaving and they don't even follow the janazah. They do not go with him. You just see him off from the house. This is the last sight they'll see of this person, and he's gone from the house. The remainder people will carry this person and come with him till the graveyard. But from there onwards, everybody returns and this person goes alone. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of us have to die one day, and we are not going to take the things of this world with us, and we are not going to take the people of this world, the beloved ones with us. Nobody will take anybody with them. Everybody will go alone from this world, and nobody will take anything from this world with them.
And the third decision of Allah is that aadmi insaan duniya mein jo kuch bhi amal kare, acha kare, bura kare, jo bhi amal kare, wo amal uske saath qabr mein zarur jaye. Wo isme se usko koi ikhtiyar nahi, Allah ki taraf se koi ikhtiyar nahi diya gaya ke wo acche amal ko leke jaye, bure amal ko chhod ke jaye. Nahi acha kiya ho ya bura kiya ho, har kisam ke amal uske, har amal uske saath us qabr mein uske saath honge, uske saath jayenge. Koi amal wo duniya mein nahi chhod ke ja sakta.
The third decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the actions that we do in our life, these actions are the ones, and these actions are the things that will accompany us and go in the grave. If you do good, good will accompany you in the grave, and if you do bad, bad is going to accompany you in the grave. Nobody has got a choice in this matter, that I want to leave my deeds behind. I don't want these things to follow me. I don't want these things to come with me. That is not our choice. But every person, the good or the bad that that person does, this will definitely go with him, and these things will accompany him to the life of the year after.
Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ek misal se samjhaya ke ek aadmi, iske teen bhai the, wo apni zindagi mein in par ehsaan karta raha aur inki har zarurat ko pura karta raha, unke liye apni zindagi ki keemti waqt خرج کرتا تھا. جب وہ مرنے لگا تو آپ نے تینوں بھائی کو بلایا. ایک بھائی سے کہا, اے میرے بھائی, میں نے اپنی زندگی میں تمہارے اوپر احسان کیا اور تمہاری ہر ضرورت کو پوری کی اور تمہارے لئے اپنی قیمتی وقت صرف کیا, خرج کیا. آج میں مر رہا ہوں, ایسی حالت میں تم میری کیا مدد کر سکتے ہو, تم میرے لئے کیا کر سکتے ہو؟ اس نے کہا کہ بھائی جان, آپ جب مر جائیں گے تو میں آپ کو غسل دوں گا, آپ کو کفن پہناؤں گا اور آپ کو اپنے کندھے پہ ڈال کے قبرستان تک لے جاؤں گا اور وہاں قبر میں آپ کو رکھ کر قبر میں دفن کروں گا اور پھر واپس آ کر آپ کے لئے کچھ دن روں گا اور آپ کی تعریفیں کروں گا. اتنا بس میں کر سکتا ہوں. جب آپ مر جائیں گے, قبر میں چلے جائیں گے, تو پھر آپ کے ساتھ میں قبر میں نہیں جا سکتا. تو اس نے دوسرے بھائی کو بلایا, بھائی تم, میں زندگی بھر تم سے محبت کرتا تھا, اب تم میرے ایسی حالت میں کہ میں مر رہا ہوں, میرے ساتھ تم کیا کرو گے, تم میرے لئے تم کیا کر سکتے ہو؟ اس نے کہا کہ بھائی جان, ضرور آپ ہم سے محبت کرتے تھے, لیکن آپ کی روح جسم سے نکلتے ہی آپ کے ساتھ میرا تعلق, میرا سارا رشتہ ختم ہو جائے گا. آپ کا راستہ دوسرا ہوگا اور میرا راستہ دوسرا ہو, میرے ساتھ آپ کا کوئی تعلق نہیں رہے گا. تیسرے بھائی کو بلایا, بھائی تم کیا کر سکتے ہو میرے لئے؟ اس نے کہا کہ بھائی جان, آپ فکر نہ کریں, جب آپ مر جائیں گے میں آپ کے ساتھ ہو جاؤں گا اور آپ کے کفن کے اندر گھس جاؤں گا. جب لوگ آپ کو قبر میں تنہا چھوڑ کے آ جائیں گے, میں آپ کے قبر میں آپ کے ساتھ رہوں گا, قیامت تک آپ کے ساتھ رہوں گا, اور قیامت میں جب اٹھیں گے تو بھی میں آپ کے ساتھ رہوں گا. جب آپ کا عمل تولا جائے گا تو آپ کے اس میزان میں, उस पलड़े में मैं बैठकर आपके नेकी का पलड़ा भारी करूंगा और फिर आप जन्नत में जाएंगे, जन्नत में जाने तक, जन्नत में दाखिल होने तक मैं आपका साथ नहीं छोड़ूंगा। रसूल पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने ये मिसाल बयान की इसकी कि उस मरने वाले के साथ तीन चीजों का ताल्लुक होता है, एक अपने रिश्तेदारों का, भाई बरादर का, और तीसरे उसके माल का, चौथे उसके आमाल का, तीसरे उसके आमाल का। पहला भाई जो है उसके रिश्तेदार हैं, जो कब्र तक उसको दाखिल, कब्र में दफन करने तक उसके साथ होगा, और दूसरा भाई जो है उसकी मिसाल उसके माल का है, मरते ही ये माल वारिसों का हो जाएगा, उसके साथ ताल्लुक खत्म हो जाएगा, और तीसरा भाई जो है वो उसका आमाल है जो उसके साथ उसके कब्र में होगा, क़यामत में होगा, और आखिरी वक्त तक उसके साथ साथ होगा। तो फिर फरमाया कि देखो ये तीन भाइयों में से कौन भाई, कौन सा भाई ज्यादा काम आने वाला हुआ। ये तीसरा भाई ही काम आने वाला हुआ, जो कुछ उसने नेक आमाल किए ये उसके साथ रहा। तो मेरे मोहतरम दोस्त और बुजुर्गों, ये है मरने वालों के साथ दुनिया वालों का ताल्लुक और दुनिया वालों की मिसाल।
Respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained in an example. There was a person who had three brothers. He looked after them, he gave them his valuable time, he cared for them. When it was time for him to pass away, he called one brother and he told his brother, "Look, I looked after you, I helped you, I gave you my valuable time. It looks like I'll be passing away. What are you going to do for me?" His brother told him that, "My brother, I will look after you as long as you are alive. The moment you pass away, I will accompany you, I will take you to make ghusl for you, I will clothe you, put a kafan for you, I will take you to the graveyard, I will bury you, and then I have to leave you at that point." He called the second brother and told his second brother the same thing, that, "Oh my brother, I looked after you, I cared for you, I gave you my valuable time. I seem to be passing away. What will you do to me? What can you do for me now?" The second brother said that, "Oh my brother, as long as you are alive, I'm here. The moment you die, I'm sorry, you go on your road and I go on my road. That is the end of our relationship between the two of us." He called his third brother and he asked his third brother that, "I looked after you, I gave you my valuable time. I seem to be passing away. What benefit can you be of to me?" His brother told him that, "You be rest assured, my brother, as long as you are alive, I am here with you. When you die, when a kafan is put on for you, I will be with you. I will be in your kafan. When you go in the grave, I will enter the grave with you. When you get up on the day of Qiyamah, I will be on your side. When your amal and your actions are being weighed on the scales on the day of Qiyamah, I will lend weight so that your good actions outweigh your evil deeds, so that you can be entered into Jannah. I will see you all the way until you get to Jannah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us this example and he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which of these three brothers were actually beneficial to this person, were of real use to this person. The first example is the example of the relatives of the person. "This brother, we gave our time to our relatives. They will live with us, but the day we die, they will cover us, they will put a kafan on for us, they will take us to the graveyard, and then they have to leave us at that point." The second example is like the wealth of a person. The wealth of a person, the moment a person dies, he goes one way and his wealth has already gone another direction. His wealth belongs to somebody else. It no more belongs to him anymore. He's no more, his name is worthy to be kept on those things anymore. It is separated from him from there onwards. And the third brother is his good deeds. His good deeds will go with him in the grave. It will go with him when he's being put a kafan. It will go on the grave. It will get up with him on the day of Qiyamah. It will lend weight to his accounts, the scales, and it will stay with him until it helps him to get into Jannah. These are his good deeds. So which of these three brothers were of real, actual use, the most beneficial to him? It was our good deeds. This is what all of us have to realize and understand from this example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that good deeds is something that we have to work for and accumulate, and we have to prepare and take with us, because that is the thing that will help us in this everlasting journey that we have to go on.
इसीलिए हुजूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने हदीस में इरशाद फरमाया, समझदार वो आदमी है, इस दुनिया में जितने भी आदमी हैं लोग समझदार समझते हैं उसको जो ज्यादा माल कमाता है और दुनिया में जायदादें बनाता है और दुनिया के मुल्क हासिल करता है, दुनिया कमाने में बहुत ज्यादा माहिर होता है, लोग इसको समझदार समझते हैं. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں نہیں نہیں سمجھدار وہ آدمی ہے جس نے اپنے نفس کو قابو میں رکھا اپنے نفس کو قابو میں رکھا جو نفس مال کی طرف جاتا ہے دنیا کی طرف جاتا ہے تو اس نفس کو قابو میں لیتا ہے اور مرنے کے بعد کام آنے والے اعمال میں لگتا ہے الکیس من دان نفسہ وعمل لما بعد الموت موت کے بعد کام آنے والے اعمال میں لگتا ہے اصل میں یہ دنیا کی زندگی اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں دی ہے اسی لیے تاکہ ہم مرنے کے بعد کام آنے والے اعمال کا اعمال کو حاصل کریں اعمال بنائیں وہ اعمال کیا ہے نبیوں کو اسی لیے بھیجا گیا ہے کہ لوگوں کو یہ بتائے کہ مرنے کے بعد کام آنے والی چیز کیا ہے نہ سونا ہے نہ چاندی ہے نہ پیسہ ہے نہ مال ہے نہ ملک ہے نہ زمین ہے کوئی چیز نہیں مرنے کے بعد کام آنے والی چیز اس کا دین ہے اسی دین کو لے کر نبیوں کو بھیجا گیا ہمارے نبی بھی دین کو لے کر آئے اور دین سمجھایا اور دین پر چلایا اور دین کو دنیا میں قائم کر کے دنیا سے رخصت ہو گئے اور ہمیں مال دے کر نہیں گئے ہمیں ملک دے کر نہیں گئے ہمارے نبی نے ہمیں دین دے کر گیا ہے اور فرمایا میں تمہیں دنیا آخرت کی بھلائی دے کر جاتا ہوں.
So respected elders and brothers, this is what we all have to understand, that an intelligent person is not a person who accumulated the wealth of this world. That is normally what we think. This man is so clever, he's intelligent. In a short time, so much he has acquired, so much he has put together. He's quite a master at the things of dunya. He has acquired so much, he has progressed so much. No, respected elders and brothers, this is not the real intelligence. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us that real intelligence, an intelligent person is who? The person who controls his nafs. He controls his self, which nafs is inclined towards the wealth of this world. It's inclined towards the things of this world. It loves these things, but he controlled this desire. He did not put his life behind these kind of things. Things that were to be temporary, things that were to be separated from him. But rather he prepared those things that will help him after he leaves this world. He goes into the eternal life. He did those good actions that will help him in that life. This was the object of his life. We were created and sent in this world to prepare those actions which will help us in the eternal life that we are to face in the akhirat. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. This is why we were created in this world. This is why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to tell us and show us, to come and explain to us what's the object of our life, what will help us eternally, and what is deception to us. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came into this world and they explained to us, they taught us these things, and they established this deen, they established the commands of Allah and these good actions that will help us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't come in this world and leave behind a kingdom for this ummah, a kingdom that we can hold on to and we can put our lives behind. Rather he came and established a deen, he established the commands of Allah, he established the way and those actions that will help us in the eternal life that is to come in the akhirah.
Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne apni ummat ko maal aur mulk dekar nahi gaye balki apni ummat ko دین اور دین کی محنت دیکھے گئے. یہ دین ہے, اس کے لیے محنت کرو گے تو دین حاصل کرو گے, اور اس دین کو لے کر قبر میں جاؤ گے, قبر میں تمہارے لیے جنت کے بچھونے بچھائے جائیں گے, اور قبر میں تمہارا استقبال ہوگا, اور تمہارے لیے قبر جنت کے باغ بنائے جائیں گے, اور قیامت تک اس میں تمہیں سلا دیا جائے گا اور کہا جائے گا نم کنومت العروس, سو جاؤ دلہن کی طرح, تمہیں تمہارے پروردگار ہی جگائیں گے. تو یہ آخرت میں کام آنے والی چیز دین اور دین کی محنت, یہ جو ہمارا اجتماع ہے, یہ جو دعوت و تبلیغ کی محنت ہم سن رہے ہیں, یہ وہی دین کی محنت ہے. مال کے لیے محنت کریں گے, مال حاصل ہوگا, اور نتیجہ یہ ہوگا یہ مال دنیا میں چھوڑ کر خالی ہاتھ آدمی قبر میں چلا جائے گا, اور قبر مٹی کا گڑھا ہوگا اور جہنم کا گڑھا ہوگا, اس میں اندھیرا ہوگا, اس میں طرح طرح کی تکلیفیں ہوگی, خالی ہاتھ جائے گا قبر میں. اس لیے میرے محترم دوست اور بزرگوں, سمجھدار وہ آدمی ہے جو مرنے کے بعد کام آنے والے اعمال کو حاصل کرے.
So respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't come in this world and bring up an ummah to leave them what wealth and kingdom. This was not his objective, to give us a big kingdom and give us a lot of wealth and leave us behind. Rather, he brought a way of life. He brought the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought a deen to us that will help us in the everlasting life of the akhirat. A deen that will make the grave that we go to be a place where a bedding will be brought from Jannat for this person. A grave that will become a garden from the gardens of Jannat, where he will be welcomed and his life forever and ever eternal will become good for him. Where he is to remain forever, where he will be told, go and rest and sleep. Like how a bride or groom sleeps. What all happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now wake you up. In a happiness state you go to sleep. You will wake up for the day when you are happy. This is this deen and the effort of deen that was left for us. This is what was left for this ummah behind. Today we are in this world. Today we have come to an istima. The object of this istima is the same thing. That we need to learn this deen. And we need to learn to make an effort of this deen. A deen that we make an effort for, that will help us. It will make us intelligent people. It will make us prepare for an everlasting journey and an everlasting life. So that we don't go into the grave and fall into deception. We don't go into the grave and fall into problems and difficulties, where the grave becomes a pit from the pits of Jahannam for a person. From the grave onwards, he only suffers. To save us from their suffering, for this reason, we need to learn this deen. And we need to learn the effort of that deen and do that effort of the deen. This is the object of getting together, and the object of these kind of gatherings and ijtima is for the same purpose and for the same reason.
InshaAllah, Maghrib ke baad bhi tafseel se deen aur deen ki mehnat ke baare mein baat hogi. Hum sab jam ke baithein aur sune aur irade kare inshaAllah.
InshaAllah, after the Maghrib Salah, the same talks will take place in detail about deen and the effort of this deen. So all of us should sit nicely and listen attentively. Make an intention that Allah should give us the tawfiq to put this into practice. We'll all do this inshaAllah.
InshaAllah. SubhanAllah.